BART's data overview included two charts, one using MCAS data and one using PSAT data. The PSAT chart is displayed here. This is an apt assessment for the purposes of generating a priority question about college readiness. Again, the principal engaged the faculty in a slow reveal of this data chart and also highlighted the target average score of 180 to indicate the score that PSAT considers college ready. You may notice on the x-axis the number of students in each grade level. You may be surprised to see that the class sizes at BART varied between 10 and 27 students. As a small school, BART had a very small sample of students taking the PSAT, and so we would expect the average score to be fairly noisy from year to year, meaning it's going to bounce around a lot. And those changes alone may not be a great indicator that the school was improving its practice. Rather, that average score may simply vary from year to year as the students who make up the grade vary. This underscores the importance of using multiple sources of data before drawing conclusions and taking actions. Remember, right now we're using the PSAT and MCAS to ask a question about student learning. After generating the priority question, faculty will collect and examine more student data before making inferences about a learner-centered problem. And then we collect more data through observing instructional practice to generate a problem of practice before taking action. Take a moment and pause this recording to make some specific and objective observations from this data overview, staying low on the ladder.